I'm going to introduce Jim Zimmerman from Thuzi, and he's going to talk about the work that they've been doing with Facebook apps in Windows Azure. Jim.
Thanks, Tim. Hey guys, how you doing? Glad to see you can make it. I saw that line with the laptops, and I think I'll wait a little bit longer. My name is Jim Zimmerman. I'm CTO slash lead developer. I write a lot of code for Thuzi.com. And what I'm going to go through for about 15-20 minutes is what we did with our Facebook apps. Does anybody have any apps that are live in Azure right now? Okay, so we have two apps that have actually been live, one since last week and one for a couple weeks now. So I'm going to kind of go through one of the apps right now and kind of go through lessons learned, what we learned throughout the process, and what I can show you guys and what to watch out for when you do go live with your projects. Wait, went the wrong way. So who are we? We develop customized viral marketing solutions utilizing a variety of different technologies, engage users, measure results on, you know, anywhere from app downloads to how many friends you invited to the app, things like that. We also ensure maximum scalability through exploiting the latest virtual computing using the Azure platform and tools. I would not suggest creating Facebook apps without having a cloud backend. The way they viral, you cannot predict how much resource you're going to need day one versus day 10. So, that's who we are. So when we were looking at the Facebook app, the few of them, we knew we needed to support, you know, thousands of users virtually overnight. We could not predict how many we were going to get hit with initially, but we knew from viral math that it was going to exponentially get higher. So, you know, our models predicted the geometric adoption, and that's exactly what did happen. Success of one of our clients could not be the failure of others, so shared hosting was not an option at all. Requirement for distinct computing environments for each Thuzi customer, which Azure does very well. Our job is to basically turn social media data into real business information, so we needed to have a robust backend for reporting detailed analytics. You know, with SQL Azure, that's kind of a no-brainer there. Some additional needs we needed, you know, we build cool social media web apps and we don't know much about running data centers. So we didn't want to have to hire some data center gurus to manage all of our servers. And we didn't want to purchase extra servers just in case, you know, overnight everything goes crazy. We need to add new servers or new virtual machines. We didn't have the infrastructure set up to do that. And consistent user experience was mandatory, meaning, you know, every time the page loaded, it needed to be fast, and we needed to make sure that scaled. They don't like to wait, otherwise they'll just drop your app real quick. So, you know, we looked at different hosting options. We could have used our own data center. You know, we have, you know, five servers at our own data center. But what we realized is too expensive and unpredictable growth. It's really hard to plan for. We looked at Google very briefly, but we did look at them, and it just didn't have the familiar programming environment that we were accustomed to. Amazon, you know, we could have used Windows Virtual Machines and kind of built up our own mini data center there, but it didn't have as many features as we wanted. We'd be kind of back to running our own data center, but virtually in someone else's space. And then, you know, obviously we looked at Azure, and, you know, with all the familiar Microsoft technologies, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. Especially when we found out that we could go live before PDC, that was kind of the clincher on that, because we kind of have market. It's interesting doing apps for marketing type of apps, because there are real deadlines because of, you know, their other marketing commercials, you know, these type of things. So a very different kind of environment. So this is kind of the topology of what our app eventually ended up looking like. You have, you know, the Facebook infrastructure kind of sits in front of all this. And then we have, currently we have five web roles that handle all the traffic from the app. And then we have three worker roles. One that that collects bad emails from an external web service. That we find out, you know, which emails bounced because the Outback app itself sends out coupons by email. So we wanted to know which ones bounced back so that we could send, you know, Facebook notifications to that user saying, hey, you know, your email bounced. We tried to deliver your coupon. Could you click here and, you know, give us another email address so we can ensure you have, you know, have your coupon. That helps, you know, obviously people posting onto the wall saying, hey, I didn't get my coupon. We were trying to be proactive with customer support there. You know, and then we had notifications worker role that kind of listens on a queue for different Facebook notifications that need to be sent out. And then we have a contact worker role that basically grabs the contacts that are entered off of the queue and go ahead and denormalizes that data and puts it in SQL Azure. That helps for the reporting of things. And it doesn't mess with the live app because we're storing everything in table storage as the apps run. Okay, so because of the limited amount of time, I'm not going to go through the real demo inside of Facebook. But if you go to facebook.com/outback, you can go through, get your free Bloomin' Onion, and you'll know that that's actually running in Azure. So if you want to pull up your laptops, you can do it now if you want. So anyway, go ahead and check that out. There's another demo I'll tell you about at the end, too, that you can go check out. So our client is very happy. We've been live for almost 2 weeks, about a week and a half, more like 10 days. And you can see with InsideFacebook.com, we've successfully got them to the top restaurant and number of fans for the week. Overall, Facebook, I think we're number 8 for the week out of all of Facebook pages. So they're obviously very, very happy about that. I thought this would be interesting to share with you guys too. This is all, you know, public information on number of fans and how we grew. We started off with about 27,000 fans on Thursday, November 5th, I think it was. And we've increased to, before the presentation I checked, I think we're at 405,000 fans, which is pretty good. You know, they're obviously very happy. A lot of people are printing in coupons and taking them into the stores and, you know, buying more food. So to them, it was a huge success. And they're obviously getting picked up in the press and, you know, on different blogs and whatnot. So that helps fuel the growth. But the way the Facebook apps work is, you know, I invite 4 friends, 10 friends to go get a Bloomin' Onion. I post it to my wall and then my friends see it and it just kind of virals out from there. So I want to go over some of the lessons I've learned that I think will help when you're creating Azure apps, especially web ones. You want to make sure you trace everything. You know, it's kind of funny because I've been doing web apps in .NET for a long time, and I didn't really grasp the power of using trace listeners in my own web apps. But Azure kind of forced me to do that. So now, you know, next web app I do, whether it's in Azure or not, I'm going to be having tracing everywhere now, because this is so useful to play back in time what happened. So, you know, trace your errors, trace information for debugging later to know where you were, what state you were in. If you don't do it, you'll upgrade later as you start to ask questions about how your app is running, because you can't really remote desktop into the instances and see what's happening like some of us are used to doing. You can also upgrade it later remotely with the management APIs. I think there was a session on this at 11:30 earlier today about how to do some of this stuff. But now that it's released, you know, you can go to the site and check it out. You also want to track performance counters. The three that I would recommend would be CPU usage, requests per second, and memory usage. These are great. So we know if we see one of the nodes go over 80% CPU, or, you know, it's hitting 10 requests a second or whatever, we can go ahead and fire up another instance. You know, so it's always nice to see, you know, what your roles are doing. This is very important, obviously, with web roles, because, you know, you want to make sure that the user's having a good, fast experience. I would also recommend using worker roles to move data from queues to table storage in SQL Azure. This helps with performance also, and it kind of decouples your reporting from your live system also. It also, if you have an exception inserting the data, you know, you can recover from it when you're in a worker role without the user really knowing what's going on. So that's kind of useful too. And obviously SQL is easier to report on, so it's nice from a reporting standpoint. And table storage allows for more scalability also, so you can scale out very easily with table storage. And then deployment, you know, upgrade manually, move into production, use a VIP swap. So I have some other slides. I'm going to kind of get into a little bit more details on each of these points here. So tracing, this is a very basic example. It went into a little bit more detail in that session that was at 11:30, but for the most part, these are just more of my suggestions. When you set your transfer log level filter, set it to error. Don't set it to verbose. Your logs will go crazy, and then you're going to have to change it back to error anyway, because you'll have to delete the logs because it's just so much information. And this is if you want to have it automatically scheduled. I actually think you should schedule your errors, you know, instead of manually moving them. And then we just have them transfer every 5 minutes. And that goes with diagnostics and logs. Okay. With performance monitoring, the ones I said before, the CPU usage, the memory available, and the total requests per second. These are the three, I would say, required ones that you'd want to do for a web app. Now, if you look up performance counters on your favorite search engine, you will see hundreds of perf counters, and you can put any of them in here. And these are just the ones that I had chose to do. Deployment. My suggestion is upload a new package to staging. The way it works when you deploy to the cloud is you have, you know, the staging on the right, production on the left. And what I have found the easiest is you just delete whatever was in staging before. Just delete the whole package and then re-upload a new one. And then that always fires up quicker than an upgrade. But if you do need to do an upgrade, I do suggest manual upgrades so you can watch the process and see if there's any issues as you're upgrading it. This does make it really easy for when you move to production, now you use the VIP swap to upgrade and deploy it to production. What's really nice about that is it, for those of you that don't know what VIP swap is, it rewrites the load balancer to swap staging with production. So you bring up, like in our case, all 8 instances in staging, and then as soon as you get all the green lights, you hit swap, the big magic swap button in the middle, and it rewrites the load balancer. So now the load balancer is pointing to all of your staging instances, and then production's now over in staging. Now, hopefully you tested staging before you moved it, but even after that, you know, check production, and if there's any problems, you just hit the swap button and it'll swap it back, right? And what's really nice about this is while you're swapping it, it brings down all those instances in production one at a time while it's bringing up each one in staging. So your users see no downtime at all. And that's probably my favorite thing in Azure, is the no downtime for upgrading production. The first time we upgraded, it was very scary because the viral was going like this, but we had to fix a bug, and there was a few like graphic changes they wanted to make, and so, you know, we swapped it, you know, at midnight. There wasn't a ton of traffic, but there was enough to where it was kind of scary. But the second time we did it at noon when it was going crazy because we were confident that the swap was going to work. So that was pretty cool to do. So now we're not really afraid to upgrade anymore. So while you're doing this, there's tools that you're gonna need for managing records and table storage for testing. Like we would have to remove records out of table storage so that we could test the Facebook app and, you know, keep using that same user over and over, make sure it worked. So you'd have to remove the record because we only allow one Facebook user per entry type of thing. We also need to be able to download logs from table storage for tracing and perf counters. Again, these tools work great for that. So two tools we end up using are Azure Storage Explorer. This is in CodePlex. It's free. You can download that. Allows you to look at all the records, and you can download them to Excel, which is nice. And then there's this Cloud Storage Studio I found last week. And they don't say how much it costs yet, but it's pretty nice because you can do link queries against the table storage to get very specific info when you need it. Because after you have a couple hundred thousand records in table storage, you realize you can't query it like SQL. And definitely do not do a count, because it will take forever. And so this is why I also suggest moving things to SQL Azure, kind of in the background. So in summary, Azure provides SUSE a competitive advantage, so please don't tell the other social media marketing companies and let us enjoy our 15-minute advantage. So if any of you are interested in trying to win Super Bowl tickets, we just released a Facebook app for Under Armour last Friday. And you can go to facebook.com/Under Armour and go ahead and fill out the entry. And the more friends you invite, the more entries you get. And good luck. Hope you get a chance to go to Super Bowl. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.